How to talk to women. Five tips of what not to do. Yeah, you gotta keep in mind that there's probably more rules about what you shouldn't do than what you should sometimes when it comes to talking to women. When first meeting a woman or wanting to approach a woman you're interested in, you're gonna feel maybe uncertain about how she might react once you make that first contact. You know, you might start debating in your mind about what to say to her and how she's gonna react to what you say and all that stuff. Well, you gotta keep in mind that it is important to be relaxed and also be confident with what you'll say to her. If you worry about her rejecting you, then she'll probably reject you. You know, whatever you dwell on in your head usually happens. You have nothing to lose by initially approaching her and trying to communicate with her. You want to make sure you have it planned out with what you say. It's a good idea to think ahead before you go up to meet a woman, but just have a few words. Not a big deal. You don't want to stumble over your words. Just don't appear nervous or sounding dumb, all right? It's really important. Now, how to talk to women. Five tips of what not to do so you can have a better chance of another meeting with her when the time comes. How to talk with women. Tip number one, don't be long-winded. When you're first approaching a woman, you don't want to talk too much and monopolize the entire conversation. If the conversation is too one-sided, you're going to bore her out of her skull. The conversation should flow naturally between both of you. Talking too much doesn't leave her curious and wanting more from you. There's no point in being long-winded anyways. If you're going to be seeing her again, you want to have more to talk about with her the next time you meet, right? Save a little bit up, or as they say in show business, leave her wanting more. Being long-winded can also mean you're nervous and lack confidence, and that's the message she's going to pick up, and she'll pick it up right away, and she might not be listening to you at all because she has absolutely no interest at all, so it's too late and she won't want anything more. Keep that in mind. Being long-winded doesn't help you. How to talk to women, tip number two, don't be arrogant and conceited. When talking to a woman, it's important you don't revolve all the conversation around you. Yes, learning about each other is important while you're initially meeting, but not where you're just talking about yourself constantly. Honestly, women get immediately turned off when a guy just talks about himself throughout the conversation. If you only talk about yourself, she's not going to be interested. She'll probably think that you're arrogant and conceited. Honestly, one guy who only talks about himself probably wouldn't actually show any real caring for a woman anyways. Keep that in mind. It's real important. That's the message that women pick up on. You want to get to know her and actually have a mutual conversation. She wants to learn about you, not be scared of you, right? It's not attractive when somebody's arrogant or conceited. It's a major turnoff. When meeting somebody who's all about themselves, well, they're always going to be all about themselves. Next up is tip number three, just be yourself. Sure, you can plan ahead the kinds of questions you're going to ask her and maybe have a few stories, plan what you're going to talk about during the conversation. Most importantly, you want to be yourself, though. You don't want to act like somebody else because being fake is something she'll pick up on immediately and, again, turns off the interest. You might think she's not being interested in you if you act yourself, but actually if you don't act like yourself, she's definitely not going to be interested in you at some point, right? When she finds out, she's going to think you're not confident with yourself or you're just plain, you're a liar, and that's not a good thing. You want to be yourself when talking to a woman. Either she'll like you for who you are or she won't. There are certainly plenty of women out there who will like you for who you are, right? And tip number four, keep interested. When you're interested in a girl, it's important to pay attention to everything she's saying. If you're not paying attention, she'll know, and she's going to have basically no interest in having a guy around that doesn't listen. She might think that you're looking for something other than what she's looking for, right? There's going to be a disconnect there. It's important to look into her eyes when you're communicating with her, and if you have those wandering eyes, she's going to know you're really not that interested. You don't want to appear like you're easily distracted by other women, because again, that's an insecurity thing. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to what she's saying so that you can respond when she says something that you need to respond to. It's amazing how few guys actually do that one. Being patient while communicating with a girl without being in a hurry will keep her interested. Listening to everything she says and responding appropriately will give you a greater chance in meeting up with her again and getting a date in the future. And finally, tip number five, get to know her or getting to know her. When first meeting a woman, the idea is to get to know her to find out if there's a possible match between you two. You want to ask her getting to know you type of questions, right? You want to know if this is the kind of woman you want to be around. You got to qualify her a little bit. Qualification is something that not a lot of guys do, and it's absolutely essential to you as a man. Now, obviously, you're drawn to her physically, but now it's time to find out if you're drawn to her mentally. Just be yourself. Let the questions come out naturally, just like getting to know anybody else in your life, right? You're going to ask that person questions so you can learn more about them. Don't ask questions that have nothing to do with getting to know her. Also, you want to make sure that they're not dumb questions that make you look like, well, you know, brainless clod guy. So there you go. Talking to a woman does not have to be complicated. Just be yourself. Let the conversation naturally happen. no conceit, and just pay attention to her and let her know that you're actually interested. Talking to women doesn't have to be something complicated or something that makes you nervous either. And always remember these five things for how to talk to women. And if you want to learn more about how to talk to women, I got some great tips for you. I've got some ninja attraction tactics for you on at my site over at www.attractwomen.com. Some great free stuff there. I want you to dig in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you go on a little bit of a little treasure hunt. Go on over to www.attractwomen.com. Start reading up the articles, look into the videos, and get the free audiobook I've got there. Oops, I slipped. I told you what was there. Go get it. www.attractwomen.com. That's attractwomen.com. This is Carl Azuma, CX out.